The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
A few minutes I would like to spend in understanding some of the points in Surah Hud, as one of the chapters that contains a number, the stories of a number of our prophets. The particular one I selected was what's related to Prophet Shu'aib. I don't want to, there's a lot to say. I don't want to get to the specific problem besides their disbelief in God, at least to a degree where they would be willing to give in to his messenger. Here, their sin had to do with business, and when they were selling a product, what they gave, they undermeasured, so they gave less, and what they received, they made sure it was the right amount. Prophet Shu'aib talked to them about this, and this was a problem. Ya qawm, awful al-mikyal. If you're doing business, whatever measurement you're supposed to give, then give that amount. Then he advises them, he says, Ya qawm, la yajrimannakum shiqaqi an yusibakum mithlu ma asaba qawma Nuhin aw qawma Hudin aw qawma Salih. If you are irritated by what I'm saying, because it's coming from me, you can't take it coming from me. And this causes you to develop this enmity and animosity and antagonism against me. So this problem you have with me personally, don't let that get you to do wrong. لَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شِقَاقِي. And that wrong that you do will end up causing you what happened to the people of Nuh, and the people of Hud, and the people of Salih, and the people of Lut. وَمَا قَوْمُ لُوطٍ مِنْكُمْ بِبَعِيدٍ. You know the people of Lut. Again, if you remember, if you do the geography of Prophet Ibrahim, left with Lut, he was one of his followers from Iraq, from Babylon to Palestine. Prophet Ibrahim is buried there, Palestine. The city known as Al-Khalil is where the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, is buried. So he lived there and he passed away there. Lut went over there with him, and he was told to go and advise a people nearby, one of the tribes, nations that was close to where Ibrahim was, is where Lut went to advise them, to help them, to reform them, to correct this wrongdoing of theirs, and they didn't listen and they were destroyed. If you look on the map, obviously, that is very close to where we said Madian is. So he says, وَمَا قَوْمُ لُوتٍ مِنْكُمْ بِبَعِيدٍ. The people of Lut, they're not far away from you. You have an issue with me, don't let that cause this to happen to you. Look at yourself, think of yourself, think of your own future. I'm worried about you. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. Ask God for forgiveness and turn back to Him. My Lord is very merciful and wadood. This term that's used here, this attribute is very nice. Wadood is very loving. See, someone that shows a lot of love. He's very loving. He's telling these sinners that are not listening, he says, look, ask forgiveness, turn back to God. He is very merciful. He's very loving. قالوا يا شعيب, the response. I'm reading and giving you a rough translation to get an idea of what's being said here, because roughly the entirety of the story, it bears a lot of fruits when we, even though, you know, without getting to those intricate details some of these words and phrases have, just having that, the gist of the story with somewhat detail that we're trying to present, is very helpful in learning. They said, they responded to their prophet, يَا شُعَيْبْ مَا نَفْقَهُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَقُولُ. They said, we don't understand a lot of the things that you're saying. What the heck are you talking about, in other words? We don't understand what you're talking about. وَإِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِينَا ضَعِيفًا وَلَوْ لَا رَهْتُكَ لَرَجَمْنَاكَ. Look at this. So, the tone changes. Prior to that, you're like, what's your business telling us? Is it your prayer that is telling you to do this, that, the other? He responds, and then he warns them. He says, look, you have an issue with me? Don't let that cause you to end up the way the people of Nuh, the people of Hud, the people of Salih, the people of Lut that are close by. This last one, it can happen to you. They change their tone. He said, look, we don't understand what you're saying. And in our eyes, you're weak. In what sense? وَلَوْ لَا رَحْتُكَ لَرَجَمْنَاكَ. If it wasn't your tribe, your clan, the people that are around you, we would have stoned you, لَرَجَمْنَاكَ. Would have killed you, in other words. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْنَا بِعَزِيزٍ. Like, look, what are you trying to do? Force us or get us to change our ways? We don't want to do that. We're going to get you in trouble. Threatening him. This language, the tone changes, and they start threatening the Prophet. The Prophet responds, he said, my trust is in Allah, I'm just doing what he told me. He says, he responds to them, he says, قَالْ يَا قَوْمْ أَرَهْطِي أَعَزُّ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. You said, because of my clan, these few people, you're not going to kill me? And be careful, you're telling me to be careful. If it wasn't for them, you would kill me? You're afraid of them because of your fear of these people, these few? Are they more capable than Allah? وَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُ وَرَاءَكُمْ ظِهْرِيًّا. You've put God behind you? You're not looking at him, you're not recognizing him, you're not seeing him, you're not seeing his ability, his authority, his power, that the power of this clan is nothing compared to. You consider these people capable, and God, that you've put them behind you, you're not. إِنَّ رَبِّي بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. God encompasses what you're doing. Everything around you, if you're going to be throwing stones at me to stone me to death, everything in that scenario is under God's control. That's ihata. I use the word encompass because it sort of means that. I can't think of a better word. But what it implies, or what it suggests, is that he's fully in charge of all of that. Then he says, don't threaten me. Ya qawm, i'malu ala makanatukum inni 'amil. You do what you think is right. I'm going to do my thing. Fasawfa ta'lamun. You will in the future come to know. Man ya'tihi bi'adhabin yukhzi. You're threatening me that this hard death is going to come my way. You will see. You will, sawfa means not right now, not in the near future. Sawfa. In the future, you'll see who will be punished. If you don't change your ways, وَمَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبْ. And you will see who's lying. وَارْتَقِبُوا إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ رَقِيبٌ. And you watch, and I'm watching with you. Let's see. Let's see who's got the last laugh. Let's see who will come out of this alive. They threatened. He said, I'm doing my thing. You guys do whatever you want. Plot, try to kill, whatever you want. I'm not going to stop this. I'm going to continue. You guys do whatever you want. And what does God say? That God ends the story. This is very brief. It didn't happen in these few minutes. You know, these are years, decades perhaps. I don't know exactly how long this took. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا, our command came. And two things happened. When the command came, نَجَّيْنَا شُعَيْبًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا, with a mercy from us, we saved Shu'aib and the people who believed with him. وَأَخَذَتِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الصَّيْحَةِ, the sayha, this loud sound of some form, maybe thunder, it took them. أَخَذَتِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الصَّيْحَةِ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ, they were lying around all dead bodies. كَأَنْ لَمْ يَغْنَوْا فِيهَا, as though they were never a wealthy people here. They had an abundance of wealth. They were very prosperous materially. Now the ruins that remain of that city of Madian, it's as though nobody lived here with any prosperity. It's just ruins. كَأَلَّمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا, as though nobody has ever been here. أَلَا بُعْدًا لِمَدْيَنَ كَمَا بَعْدَتْ ثَمُوتَ, far be the people of Madian as the people of Thamud, or the tribe, the nation Thamud was.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.